Good Monday morning, beloved. Thank you again for welcoming me into your home as we share a few moments together, beginning this week in God's Word. Today, we're in John chapter 3, beginning verse 22. And here, the disciples of John the Baptist speak to him about those who are being baptized by Jesus and following him. John acknowledges that his own ministry must now decrease as the ministry of Jesus increases. And God's guiding word for us as we begin this week together, his guiding word is love. So let's begin reading John chapter 3, beginning at verse 22. After this, Jesus and his disciples went to the province of Judea, where they spent some time with them and baptized. John also was baptizing in Aenon, not far from Salim, because there was plenty of water in that place. People were going to him, and he was baptizing them. This was before John had been put into prison. Now, some of John's disciples began arguing with a Jew about the matter of ritual washing. So they went to John and told him, "Teacher, do you remember that man who was with you on the east side of the Jordan, the one you spoke to us about? Well, he's baptizing now, and everyone is going to him." John answered, "No one can have anything unless God gives it. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. The bridegroom is the one to whom the bride belongs. But the bridegroom's friends, who stand by and listen, they're glad when he hears the bridegroom's voice. This is how my own happiness is made complete. He must become more important while I become less important. He who comes from above is greater than all. He who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks about earthly matters. But he who comes from heaven is above all. He tells what he has seen and heard, yet no one accepts his message. But whoever accepts his message confirms by this that God is truthful. The one whom God has sent speaks God's words, because God gives him the fullness of the Spirit. The Father loves his Son and has put everything in his power. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever disobeys the Son will not have life, but will remain under God's punishment." And today's verse is John chapter 3, verse 34, where it is written, "The one whom God has sent speaks God's words, because God gives him the fullness of the Spirit." You know, it's interesting, beloved, that here we have two different ministries. Growing up, one, John's ministry was first. You might call them modern day churches or just plain businesses. But they've gone into business. They've started with their message. They have their product. They're talking about the product is salvation, getting ready for the Messiah. And the one that was there first, you would think that that would continue to grow and grow and grow and become bigger. But when you see that the whole reason for the first business to be was to introduce the second business, then it kind of makes sense that John recognized, now that I have introduced the Christ, now I must begin to take a back seat. Yes, it was nice having people come to me. It was nice being able to proclaim God's message to the masses. But now the Messiah has been revealed to the people. And I must now decrease so that he can increase. I have a question for you in this beautiful summer's morning. Are you willing to decrease in your life so that Jesus' kingdom can increase in others? What's the most important thing in your life? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I rejoice with you when others accept you as their Savior. Like John the Baptist, my happiness is complete when I hear and obey your voice. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Tomorrow we'll be in John chapter 4, where Jesus tells the Samaritan woman that he is the Messiah. And so until tomorrow, may God's richest promises be yours.